This show is brought to you by OffWorldDesigns.com. OffWorldDesigns.com is the place where you can find the nerdiest t-shirts and more at prices that won't break the bank. OffWorldDesigns.com offers shirts from all fandoms and hobbies, and even some other pretty cool stuff like messenger bags that can hold your plus one sort of awesome and so much more. You can use promo code GEEKSRULE to get 10% off your entire order. OffWorldDesigns.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to This Week in Geeks Nerd News Network, and I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. And well, guys, happy 4th of July weekend to all you American listeners out there. Hopefully you are having a fun day today, blowing up a small part of your nation with a variety of colorful pyrotechnics. I'm actually kind of excited for that. We're actually having nice weather up here in Canada. Seems like the U.S. is, depending on where you are. I know there's that Hurricane Andrew thing, but hopefully it'll weaken. But hopefully you guys are having a safe and fun, happy 4th of July weekend. So what are we going to be talking about today here on the Nerd News Network? Well, a lot of things happened in the world of nerd this week. Let me see. Evidently, we may have found actual Tatooine. And I know that sounds like an older story, but allow me to explain it. We're also going to be talking about Lindsay Lohan. I know, weird, huh? One of the fathers of modern ufology, unfortunately, had a heart attack this past week. Also, the Max Steel movie looks kind of not stupid. And evidently, you can get a free 100-page core rulebook for the new Dungeons & Dragons for free. So we're going to be talking about that. And in the genius of things, why someone made a flu strain that could kill all of us. Literally. It's designed that way. Good times. If you've been hanging out on the site this week, you've seen we've got a lot of cool stuff going on. The topic show went live very late last night. And that's actually, there's actually kind of a funny story behind that one. Now, originally, I was set to record that with Spada on Monday. That didn't happen due to Tornado Tuesday. Now, in Ontario, over the past little while, we've had a really bad series of storms. And Monday, we were under this huge severe thunderstorm watch, and it did not look pretty where I was living at that particular time. We're like, okay, we're gonna put this off. So we're thinking, okay, we'll do it Tuesday. No. However, there was this huge storm over Chicago called the Derecho, I think it was called. And it came across the lake, and we're thinking, oh my god, we're gonna get nailed. Thankfully, nothing happened. It actually petered out before it got over to us. And, I've already kind of canceled it, so we kind of took the extra days to get things rolling here. In addition to that, we are working on getting things done for the prototype. I'm actually waiting on Jamie. He's actually having, I think his grandfather's sick right now, so things are a little bit up in the air with that. So hopefully we'll get that done. But I know we are going to be talking about The Legend of Zelda. We're actually going to be giving a copy of The Wind Waker HD away for the Wii U. That'll be our giveaway for that particular episode. And trying to think what else we had on the site this week. Hopefully you guys will have a chance to check out my interview with the guys over at Warpo Toys for the Legends of Cthulhu. These action figures look amazing. They only have a few more days to reach their stretch goal of $200,000, where we get a 12-inch Cthulhu. That's right, a monstrous Cthulhu action figure. Think like the Rancor from like Kenner, or like the Kraken from Clash of the Titans, which I didn't even know had an action figure line, but whatever. So anyway, yeah. And want to mention this though. Michael Ryan, a guy I've worked with before previously for other things, posted a report from BotCon 2014. So you can check that out on the website to give this guy some love. He does some fantastic work. Hopefully he'll do more articles and things for us later on this year. All right. So where are we going to start today's nerd news? Now, well, let's start with the apocalyptic news first, because this is, oh my god. Okay, so a scientist has created a deadly new flu strain for pandemic research. This particular flu strain was created by Yoshihiro Kakawaka, I don't know, from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, has genetically manipulated the 2009 strain of the pandemic flu in order for it to escape the control of the immune system, neutralizing antibodies, effectively making the human population defenseless against its re-emergence. I'm actually going to read some of this article word for word so you know exactly what I'm talking about. Most of the world today has developed some level of immunity to the 2009 pandemic flu virus, which means it can now be treated as less dangerous seasonal flu. However, The Independent, which is the website where I'm actually getting this from, understands that Professor Kawaka, that's what I'm going to call him, intentionally set out to see if it was possible to convert it to a pre-pandemic state in order to analyze the genetic changes involved. So what this was basically to monitor the changes of the 2009 H1N1 virus, which I actually had. I was actually sick in Hamilton when I was in Mohawk College, and they specifically told me to stay the hell home till I was better. So what he basically did to the virus is he manipulated it so it could specifically get around our immune system. Now, as I understand it, this was like a level 2 biohazard, whereas Ebola and smallpox were like level 3. This, if it ever got out into the world, would be, frankly, fucking terrible. And I can agree for why this has to happen, but just, this just seems utterly friggin' terrifying. But this was, now they've said, the university has said, there's little to no risk of accidental escape. However, though, at the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, recently there was possible accidental exposure of at least 75 people to anthrax. Now, some people were actually saying that they've heard the research presentations from this professor, and they're not exactly reassuring. This was given to a 17-person biosafety committee, and they're not exactly sure what the research protocols are because they were so brief and abstract of what he was actually doing. And Professor Tom Jeffries, who is the member of this biosafety committee, had said what was presented in the research protocols was a very brief outline or abstract of what he was actually doing. There were elements to it that bothered me. I'm a distinct minority on this committee in raising objections. I'm very uneasy when the work involves increasing transmittability of what we know is already a very virulent, to be very virulent strains. It's kind of scary, to be honest with you, because I think, honestly, one of the big things in the 21st century is it wouldn't surprise me if bioweapons, like legitimate bioweapons, are one of the things that are going to be utilized because nobody wants to use nukes. However, a virus, like one of the things I've always said, I'm really surprised no one has taken an aerosol can in a mall, walked through it during at Christmas time, and just done something with it. And you would never know. So this is kind of terrifying. And even if it wasn't used by a terrorist or like big bad guys, even just accidentally, I mean, a pandemic strain, I mean, look at the Spanish flu that killed so many people in the early 20th century. So I don't know, terrifying shit. Now that I've made your weekend, let's go to more depressing news. Okay, so for those of you that might remember the show Sightings, that was on Fox in the early 90s to mid-90s, and it would pop up every now and again. I wish I could remember the guy that hosted. Tim White. Awesome guy. Now, if you can find episodes of the show, it's actually remarkably cool. Now, Tim White's fine, as far as I know. He's working in Ohio. But one of the people that used to be on that show a lot was a ufologist named Stanton Friedman. Stanton Friedman is a basically He's this American and Canadian physicist, and he's been a UFO investigator. He's written a bunch of books, and he had a heart attack last Friday in Fredericton, New Brunswick, where he lives. So hopefully he is in stable condition. They're hoping to move him to someplace on Monday for a possible surgery. Now, he was supposed to be in Roswell, New Mexico this weekend for some kind of an event where I presume he was going to speak. He was also scheduled to go to the MUFON Symposium in Philadelphia in just a couple of weeks. I think probably the weekend of Com Bravo. I guess I should probably mention that at some point, but we'll talk about that later. Anyway, yeah, he's supposed to be there with George Knapp and Lee Spiegel. I really hope this guy's all right. Stanton Friedman very much has piqued my interest in the paranormal, and I would classify UFOs under that because we don't have any concrete proof of what's out there. While I am a believer in extraterrestrials and UFOs, the proof is in the pudding. If it's not in front of you, you know, what are you going to do? So, best of luck, Mr. Friedman. I hope you recover quickly and you recover well. So, we might learn more from you because I find your insights remarkably interesting. So, check out his stuff. Like I said, Google Stanton Friedman and just see what he says and make your own decision. All right, so we're going to come up to this one is just fucking stupid, and I there's no other way I can really say that. So Lindsay Lohan, that's right, is deciding to sue Rockstar over a GTA 5 character likeness. Now this comes after months of her saying I'll sue you. I swear to God I'll sue you. Now Lindsay Lohan has officially filed a lawsuit against Rockstar Games. And they're alleging that they borrowed her likeness from the character of Lacey Jonas. Lacey Jonas. Now, according to the suit, and I'm actually going to read this. This actually comes from joystick.com. According to the suit, Lindsay's virtual doppelganger mirrors the actress's struggles with the paparazzi while depicting her voice, image, and personal style. Further, the suit points out that Rockstar included an as an in-game spoof of the famous Chateau Marmont in West Hollywood, a hotel where Lohan herself lived for several months. Lacey Jonas is an unequivocal reference to Lohan, the suit claims, before asking for unspecified damages. In my opinion, this should be protected by satire. And you live a public life. I mean, good luck. I don't think Lindsay Lohan quite understands video games or quite understands humor. Then again, she was in Herbie Reloaded, so whatever. And you might be wondering who the character of Lacey Jonas is. Well, there's a mission very early on where you have to drive her back home. And I think you catch her in the backyard screwing some dude. But she's like, don't kill any paparazzi or something like that. For the longest time, I thought she was talking about Michael's daughter, but no. But anyway, yeah. So you have to do this. And it's just one of those things that I'm really, really surprised that why would she waste her time and money over this? Because you're not going to win. I mean, as big as a star as she thinks she is, Rockstar's got more money than God. I mean, Grand Theft Auto V was one of the biggest video game launch, if not the biggest video game launch in history. So Rockstar's got more than enough money to say, just fuck off. I don't know. Lindsay Lohan, why you'd bother to do this? It's kind of stupid. However, though, fun fact from the GTA Wiki, if you want to take her to the altruistic cult when you're playing as Trevor, you can do that. I think that's kind of funny, having her sacrificed to a cult. I think I'm going to do that later. I think I may restart Grand Theft Auto V specifically to do this. All right, we're going to move on to our next story. And this one, I think, is really, really, really cool. Now, I've only recently found out about this. For those of you familiar with action figures, much like myself, you may be aware of a series of figures called Max Steel, where this kid gets powers from this thing called Steel, and it's Turbo Power, which is like Tachyon Radiant Bio something optimized or something like that. Anyway, the first 9 stills of this movie from Open Roads have just come out, and these appear courtesy of MoviePhone. So Max Steele stars Ben Winchell as Max McGrath, Anna Villafane as Sophie Martinez. This is written by Marvel Studios, Christopher Yost, the guy that wrote Thor: The Dark World, and directed by Stuart Hendler, the guy who did Halo 4 Forward Unto Dawn. Not a bad lineup, actually. I'm actually really thinking this actually might be halfway cool. Now, I'm looking at some of the stills in this. This kid kind of reminds me of, like, Andrew Garfield. The first still, it looks kind of like the Guyver suit. If you remember that terrible movie with Mark Hamill in the 90s. But overall, it looks kind of cool. I mean, you got Max Steele here punching through a wall, pensive, some kind of a chamber thing, I guess, where he's getting the powers, and another shot of the suit, which isn't super clear, which kind of sucks. Some hot chick, him looking Andrew Garfield-ish. But no, this actually looks legitimately kind of cool. I actually looked up a couple of the episodes online. The early one looks kind of stupid, the one from the 90s, but the new one's not too bad. There's actually a trailer. It's not the real trailer, but it says it's from the official Max Steele, but it's kind of what got me interested. It shows this kid running through a high school doing, like, parkour, being chased by these, like, alien dudes, but it looks legitimately really interesting. So I kind of want to know more about this, actually. So Max Steele, I think that's supposed to come out next year. These stills look pretty well done. So this is supposed to come out sometime next year. I hope it doesn't suck. I would actually love to see a really cool kids movie. I don't know. For some reason, I'm getting kind of a Spy Kids vibe from this, which isn't terrible. I honestly enjoyed most of the Spy Kids movies, but we'll have to wait and see. All right, so we're going to move on to our next story. And this is kind of cool. You know how I was mentioning Tatooine earlier? Well, Tatooine, in Star Wars terms, is known, or basically in space terms, is known as a binary star system. A solar system that has 2 stars in it. And it's possible that as many as 50% of all the stars in the universe could be binary star systems. Although, realistically, it's probably more like a third. Now, you might be wondering, well, what the hell are you talking about, Dodd? So, the main reason I'm bringing this up is that's my landlord cutting the grass, just so you know. They found a stable planet that's in the habitable zone of a binary star system. So kind of like Tatooine. This thing is like 0.08 AU away from its parent star. And it's in a stable orbit. Now this planet's located 3,000 light years away. There's no way in hell we're ever getting there. So this planet's about twice the mass of Earth. But because the star is only 10 to 15% of the mass of our sun, it shines about 400 times less brightly. So, like a moonlit night, maybe. However, though, the planet is likely uninhabited because the surface temperature would probably be around minus 213 Celsius or minus 352 degrees Fahrenheit. It's colder than Europa, which is a moon of Jupiter. But still, though, this is amazing because this means planets can form in that zone, which means the chances of finding life out there just jumped dramatically. But still, though, I mean, there could be life underneath these type of planets. I mean, depending on how much radiation is thrown off and if the gravity's stable, which, like I said, it likely is. That's pretty cool. I'm just saying. I got this story courtesy of io9.com. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm just saying, I'm excited. Considering we talked about UFOs earlier, hey, who knows? Maybe we will indeed have Dubaks and Rancors, or Kyrat Dragons, which were always talked about in Star Wars, but never seen. Actually, I kind of wonder if they ever appeared in the Clone Wars series. I never did finish that. Just spitballing. All right, Final story this week. As you guys know, Dungeons & Dragons is coming out with a new edition this summer. In fact, 2 weeks from now. Hopefully going to get a copy for the show, or so at least I can talk about it. Otherwise, I'll probably just end up buying it as the summer rolls on, just because I'm a D&D whore. But anyway, this weekend, and I don't know how much more you can do with it. I don't know how long this is going to be made free, but from Wizards of the Coast, you can get the 100-page rulebook that gives you basically enough rules, over 100 pages actually, that gives you basically the core of the game. You can play from levels 1 to 20. You get cleric, fighter, rogue, and wizard, and you get a couple of subclasses, and you also get dwarf, elf, halfling, and human as race options. You get 120 spells, 5 backgrounds, and character sheets. That's pretty kick-ass. Now, there's two options for this. There's one that's more colorful, and there's one that's printer-friendly. Though there's not much of a difference between them. D&D Next. I've heard mixed things about this from people playtesting it. I don't know. I want to love D&D again. I mean, I have been a huge Pathfinder fan, and I love what they've done with the rules for 3.5. They made them a lot clearer, as D&D 4.0 made it basically a miniatures war game. It plays like World of Warcraft. However, the splat books, which are, you know, the cool things that happen with D&D, are actually really, really cool. I actually have like the Forgotten Realms one, the book on dragons, stuff like that. It's cool. It's really cool. So, but as I mentioned previously on this show, the books are coming out in a really weird order. I don't think we get the Dungeon Master's Guide until later on this year, so I don't know. I'm kind of hoping things get better for D&D Next. I'm hoping someone, actually, I'd really love to hear Noah Antweiler's, aka Spoonies, review of this. I'd like to hear more from the guys at PAX, the Penny Arcade guys. Actually, there's a guy I really like. He's on YouTube. His name is Kurt Weagle. He runs a thing called Game Geeks RPG, and he reviews all sorts of RPG books. Really cool channel. Seriously, give this guy a subscribe. I'm going to throw a link below to his channel so you guys can check him out. I'd really love to hear what he thinks of this. So yeah, that's what happened in the world of nerd and geek this week. Hopefully you guys will have a chance to check out D&D, hopefully this weekend while you're having your 4th of July weekend. Which is, does that mean everything's back to normal on Monday? I don't know. Just asking. So yeah, coming up on the site next week. Well, I am recording some review shows. And I know I've been saying that on Twitter for a little while. Blair's helping her parents move their grandmother or their mother this weekend. So I got the house all to myself this weekend. So I'm hopefully going to get some of that done tomorrow. I do have a rad coming on Transformers Rise of the Darkspark, aka Kick in the Face. I'm probably going to record that tomorrow. Should be out middle of next week. Like I said, working on the prototype. And before I think about it, or before I forget about it, Con Bravo, that's right. I will be appearing along with These Warriors Are Terrible. Now, I have a panel on the Friday night of Con Bravo with Lewis Lovehog, a.k.a. Linkara. We're going to be talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, that's at 7 p.m. Now, this is tentative. And then on Saturday at the same time, I should be doing a Q&A panel with These Warriors Are Terrible. They'll be like me. I think Big Mike's going to show up. Derek. Hopefully Justin and Steve. I know there's a concert there, so we're trying to move that panel around. So hopefully things will change. And you can be there and ask us questions. Because role-playing is yes. I mean, if you can't trust a guy who has probably a couple $1,000 worth of role-playing things, who can you trust? So yeah, check out more information for that. That's combravo.com. I will be there from Friday to Monday, just because I have a little bit of a time getting around. But still, hopefully I'll be there. I'll be signing autographs. I'll be taking your questions, comments. Just come and hang out, man. Let us make a grand old time of this. So guys, hopefully, like I said, you will enjoy your long weekend. I've been Mike the Birdman Dodson. Happy 4th of July, and live free or die hard.
Wanna see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face.
And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. But I'm not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh. Freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.